Our next public hearing is conditional use 1660 Synagro WWT Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for land application of DENREC approved biosolids as fertilizer and as an amendment to conditional use numbers 1373, 1399, and 1498. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcels containing 88 acres more or less, lying southeast of Route 321, south of Route 324, and being west of the railroad. For the benefit of the commission, pass out copies of a packet submitted by the applicants. On this application, first thing we have, and for the record, I better clarify what that packet is. It's a letter from Brooke Henderson, Senior Communication Manager for Synagro. There's a copy of the application, a vicinity map, a soils map, a portion of the tax map, or two sheets for that, copy of the Baxter Farms deed, an operation plan for Delaware from Synagro WWT Incorporated, which describes the operations of the sludge application process, type of equipment, types of seals on the transportation vehicles, transportation routes, days and hours of operation, truck cleaning facilities, procedures for spreading and incorporation, spill control and reporting, and also record keeping. That is a part of the record. I have one agency comment. It's from Sussex Conservation District again. It's a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, dated June 12th. The soils on this farm are East Burling Sand, Falsington Sandy Loam, and Woodstown Sandy Loam. The Eastboro soil has slight limitations. The Falsington has severe limitations. The Woodstown has slight to moderate limitations. Now, the typical comment is that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction activities or disturbance and to maintain vegetation. The farmland rating for the site as Eastboro is of statewide importance, hydric and small depressions. The Falsington is both of statewide importance, prime farmland and hydric. The Woodstown soils are considered prime farmland and hydric in depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. If there was any construction, off-site drainage improvements would be required because of the presence of poorly drained soils with seasonal high water tables, and they make reference that the possibility there may be some wetlands on site. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared. Shows the immediate area and also a copy of soil survey maps number 35 and 43 showing the soil types in the area. And that's all I have, gentlemen, I believe, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you.
Is there someone here representing this application?
And as this gentleman comes up, I will note on the application form, and briefly describing the use of state land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer following DENREC approval. The additional request for the conditional use approval is to be issued as permanent rather than expiring every 5 years. That is one of the conditions of previous approvals for this site.
Mr. Lang, before this gentleman begins, was there some reason that you recall for that 5-year review? Because I don't see that anywhere.
Well, this original application, give the number right here. Conditional use 1373 on this site, and 1372, which was the next application, was in December of 2000. And the application of sludge, conditions-wise, was subject to DENREC approval. The sludge was to be applied Would be limited to sludge from Velastic Foods pickle plant outside of Millsboro. The maximum number of applications of sludge would be once per year, subject to DENREC again. The hours of application would be limited to 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There would be no stockpiling of sludge materials, and the conditional use would be valid for 5 years concurrent with their permit with the state. The state has the same permit time frame. I think it still does. And that was basically the same on both applications. On the 2003 August, the public hearing process, the conditions were basically the same, except in this case, they also were allowed to add the biosolids from Selbyville and Georgetown wastewater treatment facilities. And the conditions were the same once a year. And it said this conditional use will be valid concurrent with state DENREC permit, which would have been 5 years again. Okay. And then that was in both cases again. And then in 01, they added the Laurel wastewater treatment plant sludge or biosolids. And the conditions again were the same.
Okay. So it was basically the 5 years was to run concurrent with the state's review.
State's permits, yeah.
Oh, they, and one thing they did, they changed a couple of wording, but one of the this application of biosolids shall be after Baxter Farms has harvested the crops. So they would harvest the crops, and then they would inject the biosolids into the ground.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Lang.
All right, sir, if you would. Lisa Guys, introduce yourself.
Hello, Commissioner. My name is Jack Kimballs. I'm representing Centigro WWT. We are applying for two conditional use on Baxter Farms. We're land applying with a DENREC approved biosolids as fertilizer. We've been applying to Baxter Farms for about 15 to 20 years now, with mainly just Velastic or Pinnacle Foods. And we have not had any problems. And that is conditional use number 1660, field 5, which is 88 acres, which is on Woods Branch Road.
Can I ask before you proceed, would it be easier for the commission to just let me read the title of the second?
I think that may be the way to do it. I think Mr. Wheatley probably should introduce the second agenda item, and we consider them both.
Well, I would introduce the paragraph, and the comments are in the other file just a little different, but it would be easy to hear them at once and then make the decision on each case separate, just for the record purpose.
So do you want to do them separately, sir?
No,
I'm trying to put it together, because you said together basically then, so I figured it'd be easier.
Okay, so
let us do a little extra work if the chairman will instruct me to do so.
Okay. To be heard concurrently with CU 1660 is a conditional use 1661 Centigro WWT Incorporated.
And this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for land application of DENREC approved biosolids as fertilizer, and as an amendment to conditional use number 1372, 1400, and 1499. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 220 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 48, northeast of the railroad, southwest of Route 318, and on both sides of Route 432. In that instance, for the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the information on that form. Again, it has the cover letter, the application form, a location and vicinity map, a site plan, another tax map, copy of the deeds, several, and an operation plan for Delaware with the same information. And in that case, again, from the Sussex Conservation District, from Debbie Asher, District Coordinator, and dated June 12th, we find that the 11 different soil types on this site. They typically have slight limitations. One of the Eastboro soils has moderate limitations. The Fallsington soils have severe limitations. The Cleese soil has slight to moderate limitations. The Pocomoke soil has severe limitations, and the Woodstown soil has slight to moderate limitations. All the others have slight limitations. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. Seven of the soil types are of statewide importance. Five of the soil types are considered prime farmland. One soil type is considered hydric and small depressions. Two are considered hydric, and two are considered hydric in depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected. It will not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site, and also a copy of soil map number 43. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you.
And with that, sir, if you could introduce yourself again. And
yeah, my name is Jack Kimball. I'm representing Cinegro WWT for the conditional use for 1661 Field 7. Which is 220 acres, plus or minus, Zora Road, that's on Zora Road and Governor Shockley Road. And we've been applying to that one too for 15 or 20 years, rotating around. So, does anybody have any questions?
Well, we'll find out. Mr. Johnson.
In hearing some of your prior descriptions, either I missed them or perhaps these two are new applicants. The Mount Air and the City of Harrington, is that new additions to the biosolids applications? Or have you done those already? Have you been doing those already?
I think Mount Air is one of that we did years ago, yeah.
I think they did Mount Air before they became a requirement for a sludge application.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's considered a registered fertilizer, so you don't have to go through a... I mean, you still have to get a permit, but it's not as through DENREC, so.
And to your knowledge, does DENREC still require a five-year review?
Five-year on the permits?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is there a reason why, other than you're not having to come back here every 5 years, why we should give a permanent approval?
That would be the main reason, just not have to put you all through this every year.
Okay. Well, we really do appreciate the application fees, you know. Especially if the state takes away our part of our transfer tax. Sorry, I die. No more questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
I have a question under D, your days and hours of operations, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., you say sometimes you have to deviate from those hours. During, let's say, a five-year period, how many times would you have had to deviate from those?
Normally, over a couple of years there, it was wet. We had a few wet days, and we tried to work later, before, and, sometimes after to catch up, so... maybe a couple days out of 15, 20 years that we've been doing it. So
any deviation generally would be along the lines of what other permitted uses in an AR1 zone would have to deal with if it were farming?
Yes.
Just growing, just through wet conditions or something?
Yes, yes, sir.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
Since we... have new members on the commission since the last time this was heard, could you give a quick just show or tale of how this operates with a interrogator, how it works, so they would know?
Okay,
What type of material that you're applying?
Okay, we usually do Vlasic pickle or pinnacle foods, I guess it's called now. We used to be Vlasic. It is pickle waste is what it is. We take it. They have a lagoon. We pump it out of the lagoon into a trailer, don't into a tanker trailer. Haul it to the field, offload it with a interrogator. Goes from the hose, goes from the tanker to the hose, and straight into the interrogator. And we take it to the fields, knife it in. We follow all the guidelines of DENREC buffers, you know, off-site houses, wells, all buffers. And we put down, we have to have a nutrient management plan, and we put down the crop needs for whatever crop Mr. Baxter is planting. And that's the way that's how we apply.
Well, basically, a interrogator is a large tractor or a truck that's got knife blades that knife a trench into the ground. There's a hose right behind it that injects the liquid, and then a drag covers it right up on the same piece of equipment. So it just runs across the field and covers itself right back up as it goes.
Put directly in the ground, there's no odor or whatever with it. So.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a benefit to the commissioners if they weren't here before.
Okay.
Counts. I'm sorry, Mr. Langman, was that all?
No, so I just thought it would be for a benefit of the three members that weren't here last time.
Thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Robertson.
Just if you could explain for the commission to elaborate on what Mr. Lank asked, the monitoring or level of monitoring that DENREC has on it in terms of inspecting the work you're doing, that type of thing.
They come out, we have to send a pre-operating report in what we're going to do. DENREC, we flag the field. DENREC comes, checks our flags, and then they come out at time of application and check us to make sure we're following all the rules and regulations. So.
And that's on a continuing basis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's all the questions I had.
All right, sir. Thank you. So kind of take a seat. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1660 and or conditional use 1661. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1660 and conditional use 1661? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.